okay. Then we'll work with Connecticut, New Jersey, you know. The numbers are very important. Our votes are very important. And we need to vote as lesbians. And the coming out says, I can go to Helen Weinstein and say, Helen, honey, I'm a dyke. And I want you to vote for me in the ways that you need to vote for me. Because the ways that you need to vote for me keep me alive. The other thing that I do in coming out is I got from the National Lesbian Conference a lesbian money stamp. I stamp all my money lesbian money. And there are comments made, and it gives me an opportunity to say when somebody says to me, what's lesbian money? Like, you know, they worry, especially I put it on the big bills. What's lesbian money? I said, lesbian money is my money that I make. And I want you to know that I make money and I spend money, and that's part of my life. And when you are listening about what's happening to me as a lesbian politically, you'll remember that I bought here. That's being political. Every which way, and maybe we need a little booklet that says how to be political, and how to be political for a lesbian means to come out. And how to come out, maybe we need those steps. Because I can't believe I'm sitting here. I'm 57 years old. Don't you think by now we should have domestic partnerships? I started out with the depression. And now we're in a depression. You know, they really created the wheel. Men created the wheel because we keep going around and around in one big circle. And we need to stop. And it's lesbians who can stop it. Lesbians can stop it because we are so connected to our own power by having to take care of ourselves in every which way. And we do consider it very important when we do go into a relationship. And we're first having to consider now, which is news to a lot of us, that we are domestic partners means we share money. We share, you know, she's going to share my health plan. Well, what if I break up with her? Well, take her off. That's the freedom that married people have. They can take them off, and they have the freedom to keep it on and lie about it. I went into my bank about 3 weeks ago, and the teller says, hey, how's your case? My case. Oh, yeah, my case. I said, it's not going well. It's not even out of the judge's hands, and we're thinking about da-da-da. She said, you know, it's so unfair. It is so unfair. It's terrible. It should have been taken care of already. She said, my husband has my children on his medical plan. They're not even his children. And he hasn't adopted them. These are the kinds of things that we need to find out about. Because I have a sense that in the beginning, had I been out, I have a sense, because I did it with Exxon and American Express, when I wrote Connie as my spouse, they never questioned it. I wonder if I had written Connie Kurtz 17 years ago, if GHI would have really known she was a woman, because there's no way of doing it. And you have your last name. They knew what I was up to. My school knew what I was up to because it immediately came back denied, not married. Now, these are the steps that the second step that we have to take is to try to do it. Especially most of these city governments have unions. We have to take outrageous steps. So politically, your life, your personal life, is totally political, whether you like it or you don't like it. And what I need to share with you is my fear, my shame that swept me into a chronic illness because I discovered I was a lesbian and hiding it. I have done all the suffering from you. just like in some religions you have somebody who suffered, you know, I have done it for you. Okay? When you think of your suffering, of whatever level of coming out you need to do, say, Ruth Berman did it. She suffered and passed through it. I can do it now. She did it for me. That's really, I'm not saying it in a joking way. I'm saying it in a way that it wasn't fucking worth it. What I put myself through, not to be my full self. And that's a lesbian. And I don't call heterosexuals heterosexuals. I don't call them straight. I call them not yet. That's right. Because the connection that we need to make is with women. Lesbians also have the job of dispelling the fear that we're interested in them. We are not men. Men are constantly interested in women for only one thing, so that's the model that they have of us. And we have to dispel that model. Certainly we may be. We may be, but I am not interested in every woman out there. I'm not. I don't have a male head. And every male wants a piece of ass. Doesn't matter if he's the bush or he's whatever in this world. So we don't have a big fight because there's ways we must begin to think of how to do it. Ellen mentioned if a non-parent goes to a school, a non-biological parent, now I was in the Board of Education, a non-biological parent goes to the school and wants to see the child's records, what has to happen is the biological parent needs to just write a note and say, Ellen Zucker has my permission to see so-and-so's. Now, that's a difficult way to do it. But until we get things done, we have to do it other ways. And we need to find out these ways to do it and to begin to do it. When Connie and I participated in this lawsuit, we were told your whole life is going to be out there. Not only is your whole life going to be, so we went ahead of them. We put our lives out there before. But also, you're going to have to prove that you really are domestic partners. But we did it already because we shared the monies. We got American Express, same names, you know, Mobile and Exxon. We got as many cards as we could to have our names in the beginning. Because it was exciting to me to see, like, oh, you know, we're married. these are the kinds of things you need. You need to begin to do. And I would like someday to write it up because they're simple. They're really simple. And to participate in your in now, because now is the way you're going to be helped. Now is the only organization, and I know it's crazy to talk to you, but you have to bring it out there, okay? Because lesbians think that Now fucked them up, you know, Betty Friedan, the whole thing. Let's, you know, if we're going to go by history, then you and I are going to be burned as witches, but we're not going by history, we're going to by here and now. Here and now, Now is the National Organization for Women. It's a national, it's an organization, it's there already. What are we going to recreate the wheel like men do? Let's participate. And it has a model where we can make the changes. You started it yesterday with the resolutions. Wasn't that exciting to see? No matter whether you were interested or not, things were going to happen. And National has to make it happen because we have that voice. And the voice has to come from the bottom. You know that. If any of you have taken voice lessons, it's got to come from the bottom. So any sounds we're going to make have to come from the little people, the masses. The bottom has the loudest voice, because by the time it gets on top, we go like this. See, we go. We say, come on, Dempsey, move your ass.
At 9 o'clock in the morning, it's tough to move my ass. It's nice to see all your bright faces and hear the wonderful wisdom of all the women who have spoken before me. And I guess I just like, by way of introduction, I don't know how many, you know, everybody likes to tell a little bit about themselves. The little bit about that I want to tell about myself, because I think my mission here is to say, is to, we talk about the personal, we talk about the political, legislatively, and then what do we do, what's the connecting point? And the connecting point is that right now, all of us can protect ourselves and our families, whether or not we have this kind of legislation, we have the legal tools to do it, and we've got to do it. If we care about ourselves, if we care about our lovers, if we care about who makes decisions for ourselves, if we care about our children and to the children who we relate to, whether they're our biological children or our lovers' children or our ex-lovers' children, we have got to take care of our families and protect our families with whatever we have at hand today. And along with taking all of those steps to strengthen ourselves politically and personally, by taking the steps to come out, you know, and I think one of the greatest programs, one of the greatest campaigns that's come down the pike in a long time to strengthen the lesbian community and lesbian and gay community, and it didn't come out of now, unfortunately, we didn't think of it, is Coming Out Day, and the theme is take the next step, take the next step, and whatever that next step is, to come out. It may not be coming out at work. But it may be saying something's coming out to somebody else or joining another organization or doing all kinds of things, but it's taking the next step. And it's a very positive way of looking at coming out. And for some of us, taking the next step is going on TV and declaring our lesbian self, you know, to the city or to the world. And for some of us, it's telling one person at work, and for somebody else, it's reading the Blade or whatever your local gay and lesbian newspaper is on the bus. I mean, it's all, you know, and it's all relative, but it's all very, very important. And I can tell you, I absolutely agree with these folks. It is. I've been around. I've been out for a long time. I've gone through a contested custody battle for a three-year battle for my children. I've gone through a contested legal custody battle, guardianship battle for my mother, 12 years apart. That lasted 2 years. That just ended, except it's still under appeal. I won both. It was miserable. It was agonizing. But thank God I was out. Thank God I was a part of Now. Thank God I was a part of the women's movement.